It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, grilling processed meats over a fiery grill, chugging light beers in an empty parking lot, puking in a porta potty that's already occupied by somebody else, and then going back for more.
Oh, man. Wow. God, it sounds fun, doesn't it?
There's nothing quite like an NFL football tailgate where acting like a drunken fool is the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Which is why last night we sent our own morning show's drunken fool, Jose Bolaños, down to the stadium to ask the fans there a simple question.
What you doing at the tailgate? What you doing?
Have we ever met before?
I don't think so. Have we? You're looking at me like we have.
Jose, you want a beer?
You can.
No, I can't drink on the job, I wish.
You want a beer?
I'd love a beer, thank you.
So he called you random guy. So, sir, do we know each other?
I'm random and I'm not.
That makes sense.
No, dude, this is not a beer.
Wait. You just turned down two beers? Why did you turn down two beers, sir?
Because I am the healthiest f***ing person you've ever f***ing met.
They're light beers.
An IPA with f***ing vodka in it. I'm drinking an IPA with f***ing vodka in it.
Okay.
What the f*** you offer me? Soda water? Get the f*** away from me. I am too cool for this sh-
I can tell.
No!
Oh, man.
I've got this weird feeling that guy was probably up early this morning working out, getting ready to go into the job. Like, he's not hungover one bit.
And the only person I really feel bad for is whoever had to sit by him at the game.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, my good Lord. I'm sure he wasn't there for very long, or at least awake for very long.
He's too cool for all that.
He kept tapping him on the shoulder like, I'm the healthiest man alive. Healthiest. IPA with vodka in it. Part of that was him bragging, and part of that was like, what's wrong with me? It was like a little bit of a cry for help in there, too.
What you doing at the tailgates?
I'm driving people around for Uber tonight, making sure they get home safe and to the game on time.
Tell me, as an Uber driver, what's the craziest thing you've seen?
Well, I've been lucky with Uber. I actually haven't had very many crazy things happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I want to get in your car now and throw open your car or throw poop at you or something.
That's like an $80 charge right there.
Is poop throwing an $80 charge?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that in like the Uber handbook?
Yeah.
No way. What does it say?
It basically just states that like if any kind of excrement happens, you can go in, give them a bad rating, and then charge them for cleanup on your vehicle.
So if I throw up, does it cost more than pooping?
No. Same cost.
Oh, man. So I don't get a discount if I just pee a little bit?
Nope. No homie hookup.
You can't charge me like $20 and I can just fart a bunch in the car?
Well, you can fart as much as you want. I've got Febreze in the back.
Nice. Now we're talking.
You know it.
They need to revise the rules. How are poop and throw up the same cost?
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm
sorry. And $80? That is cheap.
Should be like
that's what I was
going to
say. That's all it costs, $80. I'm going to do that a few times today. Why not?
Just
live
sober.
A little bit. Yeah. We're down at CenturyLink Field where the Seahawks lost a heartbreaker last night to the Atlanta Falcons.
Man.
Spirits were definitely down after the game, but before the game, great moods.
Yeah.
Because we were down there asking people, what you doing at the tailgate?
What you doing at the tailgate?
Tailgating is nuts. We're here, we're all drinking, you get to like vibe together, and then you all go in and you're all f***ed up together, so.
So if you could give your favorite team a big like halftime speech to pump them up, what would you say as the head coach to be like, go win in the second half?
Oh, s***. Well.
Not a pretty timid coach, huh?
I'd say let's start catching the balls.
Okay.
And get some f***ing D out there. Can I say Woo!
I don't think she meant defense.
Yeah. No, I don't. But you never know. Could be a way to inspire some guys to play some good football.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would.
I don't think she understands when people hold up those signs. It's like a D and a fence next to it. They're like, huh, wonder what the...
D Pickett.
Yeah, D neighbors.
What you guys need to do out there is go out there and get some D.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing.
What you doing at the tailgates?
out here pushing my CDs, man. Frankie Dean trying to get this money for a video, man. I got to raise $4,500, so I'm going hard out here.
Okay, yeah, I see you hustling, man. You're throwing your CDs at people, and you're you know, asking them, well, what's your technique to sell mixtapes?
Man, just connect on a personal basis, man. You ask them where they're from, you know what I'm saying, make them laugh, you know what I'm saying, tell them that it's donation-based. I'm not trying to take the cheese out your macaroni, homie, you feel me?
You got a slick mouth. I like that. You take the cheese out of your macaroni. You got any other cool sayings?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I'm not trying to take the cheese off your pizza, man. I'm just trying to add Parmesan like a don. You feel me? I'm saying it's any donation, whatever fits your budget, baby. I'll let your boy, man. I'm out here.
Are you rapping right now? Because that's pretty smooth.
Man, you already know.
I feel like you also like cheese a lot.
Oh, yeah, man. Cheddar, man. All day. Cheddar, Gouda, all that, man.
Well, Parmesan.
You know what I'm saying? Parmesan, man.
Havarti. I feel like I'm slick talking too. What's up, girl? You want some Havarti Parmesan? Parmesan, some arugula. Oh, that's not even cheese. I just got excited.
Yeah. Sorry about that one.
I don't have a slick mouth
he
like
found
he does. Yeah.
A cheese wrapper.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like he meant legitimately cheese. I don't think he's talking money. I think he actually meant I really like cheese a lot. Yo, buy my mixtape.
I feel like he misunderstands a lot of rap lyrics because he thinks cheddar is also literal. I mean, I also like Gouda. Swiss is a nice taste.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds. I mean, there's goat cheese.
I mean, ooh. Who would
there's
say
a lot of
goat
options.
A cheese platter, in fact?
Yeah, seriously. Why would I got to buy that guy's mixtape for my next wine and cheese party. That was What You Doing at the Tailgate. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.